Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave, and happy National Ferret Day.
Ferret Day?
Ferret Day.
Okay, like the weasel ferret?
Yes.
They're cute. I like them.
They are.
Looks like Jeff's got a ferret strapped to his face.
That is rude.
No. That's actually the greatest compliment I could possibly pay you. Actually, the second greatest compliment I could pay you. If I was like, oh, you have a black lab strapped to your face, that would be the best compliment.
Okay. I used to have pet ferrets, two of them. Well, my brother did.
What was their names?
I don't remember. Ferrets. They were fucking stupid.
Ferret one and ferret two?
Yeah, they were stupid. They were one step above. They were one step above owning, like, hamsters.
Well, they are basically hamsters that went through a paper towel tube and thus have become elongated.
I guess. They did some cool stuff. Just not a lot.
So it's kind of like me, like having me in a cage.
No, she said they do some cool stuff, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Some.
Gotcha.
Very different from what you do.
Like, they fold in half and shit. That was cool. They could fit their bodies through anything that their head would fit in. That was cool. But they were like, you know, you'd let him out of the cage. You'd have to find him. Like, he would let him out only in his room. And basically, you'd let him out, and they'd go hide somewhere dark, and you'd spend the next 2.5 goddamn hours looking for these stupid things.
So what you're saying is it is very similar to when we had Dave in a cage.
Yeah.
We let him out. He would just hide in the dark.
They were meaner cats. Sucked.
How you doing, Jeff? You sound a little raspy over there.
Yeah,
I mean that in the sexiest possible way.
I'm doing my Melissa Etheridge impersonation right now. I have a horribly sore throat. I was doing some. We had a lacrosse tournament. My little guy had a lacrosse tournament on Sunday or Saturday, rather. So there's, you know, a fair amount of yelling and screaming for a good like 6-8 hours. So my voice is just gone. So, but the good thing is I look ultra professional because I have this, I feel like Conan O'Brien with this big old microphone and my cup of tea. I just wish I had like somebody sitting on the couch, like a guest star, you know, with me.
It's good. See, that's why I carry around a pen so I can tap it like I'm Letterman. Yes. That's my point of reference. So, Dave, what are you holding?
Don't answer that, Dave.
Never mind. You know what? Honestly, we don't need to know about your wiener.
And we don't need you to say in a fart either.
That's a good one. I'm always in the state of holding in a fart. It's except for the times when I'm farting.
No, even then you're still holding it in. You're basically releasing a little bit of pressure, but keeping the Galactus cloud from Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. What you're keeping inside.
Silver Surfer is the SBD that he lets out, like his herald. So I gotta stop. I gotta stop us right there. We're about to go down a very dark corridor.
I was gonna take us down further.
Dave's butthole. Yes. That's the very dark corridor. Yeah.
So what's going on, Ed? How you doing?
I'm good. Good. Had a very relaxing weekend of doing much of anything. Although I did, as you may or may not know, Jesus's tub thumping day was on Sunday. That's what I refer to as Easter because he gets knocked down and then he gets up again. You're never going to keep him down. And so Saturday night, I went to church, as you do, to, you know, make people think that you go to church. And So as I'm there, I don't know if you've ever been to the Easter Vigil, but it starts off with the place being just dark because it starts off like a candle lighting thing. And so I'm standing there against a wall, minding my own business, when in the dark, somebody comes up and just punches me in the stomach.
What? In church?
In church, yeah. Somebody just walks right up to me. Admittedly, sure, if you want the actual story, they didn't see me there, but I think it's funnier if they just walked up to me and punched me right in the stomach. And was like, get out of the way, fat boy. And I was like, that's very... It's very not Jesus-like of you. And then he just elbow dropped me in the throat.
That's a beating. That might make me want to go back to church if I could see people getting beat up.
The weird part is I think because based on the height of the person, they were significantly shorter than me. And then later on, I saw the guy who used to be the barber that cut my hair when I was 5. And he happens to be about that size. So I'm wondering if it was like a revenge that I stopped going to that barbershop.
He headbutted you in the stomach?
When I was 8. No, it was definitely, there was definitely fingers in there. He headbutted me in the chin though.
Oof.
I will say that. Yeah, it was not a good start. It was an auspicious beginning.
Who walks like that? With like a clenched fist out in front of them. Like, oh, let me, trying to make my way through this dark church. Better knuckle up.
it's like, Bart in that episode was like, I'm just going to do this. And if your face is in my way, it's not my fault.
I was picturing Frank the Tank from Old School walking through.
Yeah.
You know, either way, he's a
very
fool.
Similar.
So Easter Vigil, a little Easter Vigil assault. That's a good, way to start it off on Jesus's LOL JK day.
Yeah. The first April Fool's Day.
Dave, what about you? What's up?
Well, this weekend was my birthday. So,
happy birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday.
So, how
old are you now? 97?
Oh, I feel that way. I feel about 97.
You look that way too, my friend.
Thank you.
No problem.
I mean, looking the way you feel is a good thing, I guess. It's better than looking older than you feel, right?
I suppose.
But,
That's one way of looking at it, I guess. Right?
But yeah,
I think if you feel 20 and look 20, it's a good thing. If you feel 60, look 60, but are 30. Good.
Yeah, it's probably a bad thing, huh?
Less ideal. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, my girlfriend, you know her as Lisa, because that's her name.
I was going to say, so does everybody else.
Yep. She once again proved that she's way too good for me.
Yes.
Oh, like that's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she does this on a daily minute, pretty much every second of every day of her existence. But this weekend, she went all out, and the plan was it was just going to be me and her going to dinner with my younger brother and his fiance. And I showed up to dinner, and there were 12 of my friends from a job at Modell's that I've kept in touch with for a while, but had all of them there at dinner.
Well, that's pretty
awesome.
And
then I go, yep. And then that ends. And they're not like bar people. They're more sit down at dinner people, which she knows. Then she's like, oh, do you want to just go grab a beer? So I go grab a beer, and who's there but a bunch of people that I worked with at Best Buy, all my friends from Best Buy. So it was kind of like two surprises in one night, which is pretty
very cool. A lot of work goes into something like that.
Yeah, man. And
you don't deserve it.
Not at all. She's so much better than you.
Oh, by a crazy amount. It's unbelievable. So once again, I feel very lucky that I got her. But
did you propose yet?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm not smart or, you know.
Obviously.
I hope.
That, and I wouldn't want to overshadow my birthday.
That's that's very true. Selfish, but. So, it's funny. You talk about, bar people and you talk about restaurant people. I recently realized what kind of people I am. I am settlers of Catan people.
Really?
Really?
I am. So this is my thing now. I love the game. It's now just called Catan or Catan. I don't know what they say.
I think it's Catan.
I like saying Catan, but started playing that game last week, this and say. A group of my friends have been playing it for a few weeks now. I've been ridiculing them mercilessly. Like, oh, nice, 35 years old, you're going to go sit and play Dungeons & Dragons in your friend's basement, stuff like that. Typical bully stuff, you know? And my one friend, Joe, kept telling me, you got to try it. Well, I sat down. I went over one night. I had a pretty shitty week last week, so went over one night and played, and I was like, well, I got nothing else to do, and I was hooked, and it's the new love of my life, is Catan. Have you ever played?
I haven't, no.
What about you, Dave?
No, I haven't.
It's a good
game. Quite honestly, I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
It's a good game. It's a strategy board game where you're building settlements and whatnot, and it's very hard to describe. I don't know another game that it's like. People may compare it to a Monopoly where you have to build houses, hotels, and whatnot, but it's not. It's not the same. I haven't played another game quite like it, but it's very good. It's a lot of fun, and it's good when you're playing with, you know, a group of friends that everybody's going to make jokes, make fun of each other, and, you know, kind of hang out. So I tell my wife, this is what I'm going to do. She goes, this is her response. Oh, my God, you fucking loser. Is this really what you're doing? And I said, yeah. And so she goes to me, listen, I can take the dad jokes. I can take the dad bod that you've had for some time.
Well before being a dad.
Yeah, exactly. I became a dad because I already had the bod. So she goes, I can even take your smelly feet, but sitting there and playing this board game with your stupid friends is where I have to draw the line. And she was so mad that I was playing. It's like, babe, like, do you understand? So my wife and I have been dating since 2000 and married since 2007 rather. And I knew it. I was about to say over 10 years, which is why I said 2010.
Remember?
But we've been married since 2007. We celebrated last September our 10th anniversary. So I tried to explain to her. I'm like, do you realize what some husbands that have been married for 10 years and been with their wives, girlfriends, et cetera, for upwards, you know, for the better part of two decades. Do you realize the type of stuff that they're going out and doing? And you're getting upset that I'm going to play a board game with my friends? Like, and so she's like, all right, that's, you know, I get it, but it's still upsetting. I was like, fair enough, but I'm going to go. She said, okay. But yeah, the game is great. It's a lot of fun. I never thought I'd say it.
I bet you if you lied and said that I was there, she'd be 100% okay with it.
Well, I couldn't do that because then my son would be like, I have to go. I'm like, no, you're not coming.
That's true.
I'm like, you can't come.
Yeah.
He would have to be in. So can I ask you guys, are either of you board game guys?
I like a good board game.
What are you into? What kind of board game?
Yeah, I do like my Monopolies.
Okay.
I'm a big Cranium guy.
I do.
You like, yeah, you like the party style games, Dave?
Yeah.
I like those too. I love trivia games, stuff like that. This one is different. This one is really a straight up board game.
I get too competitive with trivia games.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm the same way. It gets dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, when you lose in everything often enough, the competitiveness just kind of slips away. So that's why I'm good at those games.
Holy shit, that is sad. That is so sad. I feel so terrible for him right now.
Are you going to layer this over a My Chemical Romance track, Dave?
I might.
Dave, do you happen to be recording this huddled in a ball in your shower?
Nah, man. Actually, very comfy in my bed.
The microphone would get wet. He'd never do that.
That's true.
He's got more respect for the microphone than he does for himself.
That's true.
He's a consummate professional.
Indeed he is.
So what else you guys got?
I had something and I forgot. I've completely forgotten.
Dave, what about you? You got something for me? I missed you guys last week. I was wondering, you know, what was up. I want to hear a little news. We got anything? Dave, take it, man.
I mean, I've got some news. If you want to hear news, I've got some news.
Dave, what a dumb question. Of course we want to hear news.
Okay.
God.
Well, if you want to hear news, something stinks in Wellington, Florida. Did you guys know that Wellington, Florida existed?
No.
No, but I'm not surprised that something stinks in Florida.
Neither am I.
That's very true. So essentially, the Palm Beach County's code enforcement team, they were called because there were some awful smells going down over there.
Oh. When was this?
This was last week.
All right, and where were you last week?
That cannot be confirmed.
Sorry, wherever you are, Florida, it was Dave's colon.
Yeah, so I mean,
they're all dead now. They're not going to hear.
Do you picture David Caruso from CSI Miami as part of the code enforcement team in Wellington, Florida, like pulling off his glasses and being like, "Dave came to town," and then going into the intro.
You don't even need to finish that sentence. The minute you said, "Do you picture David Caruso?" the answer is always going to be yes. I love CSI Miami in the weirdest possible way. It's horrifying.
Okay. Go for it. And then remind me about CSI Miami after we're done with this story. Take it, Dave.
So Jody Young, a resident, commented on this story. Saying it's a combo of sour milk and garbage. Now, I'm not going to confirm or deny, but that may or may not be my brand.
No, that sounds way better than your brand. I got to be honest with you. You smell like hot mayo and despair.
That is repulsive, by the way.
Another gentleman being interviewed. That is repulsive. Yeah, that's gross. Another gentleman commented, "It's not horse manure. I smell that every day. This is like 1,000 times worse."
That's bad. That's bad news. That is not great for the old factories.
But this mystery of where this smell came from is going to go down as one of the biggest unsolved mysteries of Wellington, Florida.
Well, did the smell go away or is it still there?
It went on for about a week.
Hmm.
And then slowly dissipated.
That's crazy. I got to tell you, that story left a lot to be desired, though, because we got no.
We're not done yet. In Florida is Wellington, you said it was? Like Beef Wellington, Florida? Is that what this was?
Yes, Beef Wellington, Florida. Right,
where is it located on the Wang of America?
On the Wang of America?
Yeah.
I believe it's the tip. It's right around
it's
the
right
tip.
Around
Isn't
that
the where tip? Miami is.
I believe it's it's right around the tip, but on the Gulf side.
Oh, so it's on that sensitive under part of the tip. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And there's your problem right there. Nobody washed.
They didn't wash.
That's the issue.
You're right. They didn't wash properly.
here's my advice to you, Wellington, Florida. Go get yourself a nice loofah. And give that thing a scrubber-dib.
And while you're at it, change the sign on the highway that enters your town to "Welcome to Wellington, Florida, the stinky dick tip of America." It's perfect.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you had something to say about
So CSI. My mom watches 800 episodes of that a week. It's like the new Law and Order, right? Which one is your favorite?
I love CSI Miami because it's so ludicrous, and it knows it's ludicrous. The rest of them take themselves a little bit too seriously. CSI Cyber, I only liked because it gave me a chance to yell a lot because they got everything wrong. And that made me feel good when I could yell at Patricia Arquette because she's the worst actress in the world. She's absolutely atrocious, and I don't understand how she won an Academy Award. Or
is she the blonde? Is she the blonde one?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a bunch of them, and I can't remember who's who.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she's terrible. She literally half the time is standing in the Superman hands on hips pose, saying nonsense about computers. Like, all this firmware update caused a whole bunch of people to molest penguins or something. I'm just like, no, that's not how firmware updates work. They don't cause you to molest penguins. The molesting penguins comes because of the firmware itself. It is a natural state. Yeah.
I don't.
Idiot.
I love when those shows have security camera footage from 1,100 feet away and they yell at the computer, zoom, enhance, zoom, enhance.
So here's the thing with that. I used to work as part of my job when I was in IT was I did like video editing for webcasts, and you had a marketing person come up to me, be like, oh, this video is grainy. Can you fix it? And I was like, no, it's video that you recorded. What do you want me to do? She's like, oh, they do it on all the time. And I'm like, are you literally asking me to CSI this? She's like, yeah, I saw it on CSI. They could just enhance it and it'll fill in the pixels. It's like, that's science fiction, you idiot. And then I changed her email password out of anger.
Say, let me get on my Minority Report computer. And after I solve a murder that didn't happen yet, I'll enhance your video, moron.
I should have. Instead, I just went right for the, do you see where I am? Now you have to go reset your email password. Good luck.
I don't know what it is.
No, you should have done, Ed. You should have said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then spliced in like some cartoon with the voiceover going over it and said, here you go. It's enhanced.
Yeah. Oh, you should have gone.
Why are Ren and Stimpy talking?
You should have gone Fight Club. And
Ren and Stimpy are talking a lot about, ransomware. That's very bizarre.
Wait a second. Was that a single frame of a male penis?
It was Florida.
In our corporate harassment video?
Yeah. So that's the one thing that I hated about CSI, that it made people think that was a thing that could happen.
Well, that's like,
in case you're curious,
like, they think that
it's not.
Like, oh, you can dust for fingerprints. Like, you can't just fucking dust the whole world for fingerprints. And people don't leave DNA samples on everything everywhere.
Dave does. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
No, I said people. Dave doesn't count as that.
Sure. Yeah. That's true. I sit corrected.
Speaking of people that don't count as people, I have another story, a news story for you guys, if you want.
Lay it on me.
So I saw this.
By which I mean the news story. Don't actually lay anything else on me, Dave.
No problem. It's tough to do that via the internet.
You'd think so.
So I saw this headline and it immediately made me think, wow, it can actually get worse in our politics in America. The headline read, former professional clown running for Congress in South Carolina.
To be fair, all of the people in Congress are professional clowns. Hashtag commentary.
There you go.
How about this headline? Professional clown, leader of the free fucking world.
Yep.
Isn't that insulting professionals and clowns?
I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He is a rank amateur at best.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's an idiot. It's good. It's good times. Did you see him talking about how much money the military has been getting standing right next to the Easter Bunny? Because that was my favorite video of last week. It was amazing. He's yelling at children about how much money has been budgeted for the military while the Easter Bunny's standing there. He's like, I can't close my mouth because I'm a stuffed creature. Yeah.
Do you think he like walks back into the White House, closes the door behind him, is like, can you believe they're still letting me fucking do this?
No. I think every time he walks into the room, he just screams nailed it and slaps his own ass with a copy of Forbes with his face on it.
Part of me is starting to think that he's like an actual genius. Like an Andy Kaufman level genius, and this is performance art.
I'd feel better if it was. I mean, there are some points where I'm like, this guy's just doing a professional wrestling bit. He is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame, so it makes sense. Yeah. Every time he just blames the Democrats for anything, it's like, okay, you're trying to do a heel turn here. I get it, but it's not okay. Chill.
Our president has been on fucking SummerSlam or whatever wrestling pay-per-view it was. Our president, fellas.
Yeah.
The real president.
Yeah.
Not the president of the Hair Club for Men. Not the president of the Rotary Club. The fucking United States president was on a WWE pay-per-view.
He was. And it was horrifying.
I'm honestly hoping that our next president also was on WWE pay-per-views, because I am definitely voting Dwayne Johnson 2020. There's doubt. There's no doubt about it. I'm voting for that dude. Did you see the new Jumanji?
I didn't.
I did not.
I wanted to, because I love The Rock. And I also love Karen Gillan.
It's Gillan.
I don't remember how to say her name. Yeah, she's so fantastic.
Weird. It's so weird to see her in any role besides Nebula and go, that's the blue bald girl with the robot face? Are you kidding me? That is some special effects, Hollywood. Because she is smoking hot.
She's extraordinarily good looking.
I watched it. You know, we watched it. My wife and I watched it with the kids, and it was good. It was it was a funny movie where it wasn't just kid, you know, it was a typical family movie where most of the jokes do go over the kid's head. It was good.
Mm. So Dave wouldn't get it.
No, you would have to explain it to him, definitely. But it was good. I like that it did not try to corrupt. It did not try to change what happened in the first movie. You know, it was
good.
Yeah, it was different. It's weird because it was essentially a sequel, but they kind of shoehorned it to be a sequel. It really could have been its own movie. You know, under its own franchise or whatever it is. I like that it was under Jumanji. There's a couple of they pay homage to the original movie and specifically to Robin Williams at a couple different points in the movie, which was very cool. But they never mimic him. They never try to do what they don't try to do what he did, which I shouldn't. You're absolutely right. They shouldn't. But have movies not tried to do that before? You know, I like.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have.
And it was
like,
it was a good family movie or comedy, if you will, standalone. Did you see Central Intelligence, either of you guys? It's the one with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Nope.
No, you told me to watch it, and then I went, no. And then you smacked me in the face and called me a dirty little bitch.
Right.
And then I said that was unnecessary.
Totally
and
necessary.
And then we snuggled.
Totally necessary.
Yeah.
I feel like Kevin Hart is a very divisive person. There's nobody that's like, he's okay. People either love him or hate him. I happen to be in that.
Actually, I think he's just okay. I really have no feelings about Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I think he's too short for 90% of the things he does.
Movies, how many of his movies have you seen?
Like one or two. So, and both of them were like, all right.
Yeah.
He exists.
You usually get that people will not watch something that he's in, or you get people like me that will watch everything that he's in for the most part. Mm. And I like this. I like their chemistry. They're genuinely friends off screen. You can see how well they are together. And again, they could not pull off a drama, you know?
Yeah.
Like they couldn't do they couldn't do Crash. Like, it wouldn't, it wouldn't work with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
I would pay $1 million to see Kevin Hart and The Rock in Crash. That I would legitimately sell everything I own for 5 minutes of that movie.
Well, you know what? The way things go, they're going to star in everything. So you may get a remake of that, but
that's fine.
But for what they do for that buddy comedy, Lethal Weapon-esque action comedy, you know, genre, I think that they're pretty good. I enjoy them. And this was good. Then, so we watched that. And then, I think the following day I had to go to Target and I was there and they had the Jumanji board game. So I was like, oh, you know what? I want to get something. My kids have to turn off the Switch and the iPod for a little bit and actually talk to my wife and I. So I got the board game and I was like, oh, you know what?
Seems like short-sighted.
Very, very. I'll be pushing them in a few years. Go play on your iPod. Get the hell out of here. But I get the board game, and I was like, hey, you know what? They're not going to know anything about this board game because they didn't watch the original. And the second one, spoiler alert, is not a board game. So I picked up the Blu-ray of the original for $10. So we watched that the other night, and holy shit, is that a scary movie for kids. That's a scary movie for kids. I didn't realize.
It holds up real well, though.
It holds up. That movie could have been made last year, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, the special effects obviously have gotten better for over the years. But even at that, for what this was, I thought it was great. And again, you know, I know we talked about Robin Williams a couple of times. I still think as far as celebrity deaths go, this is absolutely the worst one in my opinion. The one that affected me the most. I can tell you, I honestly think he's got to be up there with my favorite actors. If he's not number one, I think Hanks could be the only person close to him. But I do think he's been in a lot of my favorite movies, man. He's awesome, and he was so good in this. I haven't seen the movie in years, and it does. It holds up. I was watching it like I was a kid.
He's damn fine.
Yeah.
Damn fine film.
And I was proud of my daughter, my 5-year-old. She made it through the movies. The crocodile scene is scary as shit, and she was good to go. She hit her head under the blanket a little bit during that one. So then we cut to just a little while ago tonight. We actually sat down to finally get to play the game because with the holidays this weekend and we didn't have time. So we sat down, we played the game and it went well. We got through two games. She won the first one. My son won the second. And now it's time for them to go to bed because we're in the recording. And I had to keep logging in on mute and my mic wasn't working because my daughter came down here because she was too scared to go to bed because she thought the mosquitoes were going to get her. And I'm like, baby.
Yeah, those mosquitoes are what's up. Those
exactly. And I said, baby, you made it through the whole movie and you've slept, you know, for 3 nights with no problem since. Now, all of a sudden, you think the mosquitoes are going to come? I said, remember, you won the game. All the bad stuff goes away. And she's like, okay. She went upstairs, went to bed.
you should just let her stay on and she could have been on here tonight.
Oh, you know what? If I had an extra pair of headphones, I would have let her.
I will buy you a pair of child size Beats.
Actually, she has them. She calls them her DJs.
Nice. Good for her.
Beats. That's really not cool. Beats, just some other
brand. But I would really hope that you didn't have a child size pair of Beats. That seems like an extreme waste of money.
I feel like and that's the coming Solos from, are child sized.
They are.
Right?
Yeah.
The ones that, the on ear ones.
Yeah,
those are pretty child sized.
They always made my head feel too big. I have a giant ass head to begin with.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
This is quite the melon.
Yeah, without Val here, this is the big head podcast.
Oh my god! Yeah,
she's the only one with a human sized head.
So, fun fact: when we were talking about doing this, like back in 2013, I was also talking to another friend of mine about doing a podcast. So that was going, and he has as big a head as I do. And that podcast was going to be called Two Giant Heads.
I was going to do that podcast by myself and call it Two Giant Heads.
Yeah, but it's blatant false advertising.
It doesn't matter.
Because you only have one giant head and one impressively sized head.
I get you.
But that you carry around in a bowling bag.
Yeah.
Very
I call
weird.
Him Wellington, Florida.
Gross.
Hey, speaking of, you said beef Wellington earlier.
Yeah, I did.
So do you ever watch, you guys like Gordon Ramsay?
I love Gordon Ramsay.
Have you ever watched? He has a series called Masterclass. I think it's an online series.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched him cook the beef Wellington?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I watched that like it's an inspirational video. Like I'm watching something from Goldcast. Like I'm going to go out and conquer the world after watching Gordon Ramsay cook a beef Wellington. It looks so delicious.
You can. Have you ever watched him cook scrambled eggs?
No.
Change your entire life.
Really?
It will change your life. Yeah.
I'm sure they're fluffy as hell.
They are. They're the fluffiest looking sons of bitches I've ever seen.
I'll check it out. So.
Gordon Ramsay is a big fan.
So what else you guys got? You got anything else?
Here's the thing. You know the sexy Apple accessories that come with the iMac Pro? The ones that are all in black, like the black touchpad,
yes.
The black mouse,
yes.
The things that I've been lusting over, yep. Things I've been actively considering buying a $5,000 iMac Pro just to get those keyboard and mouse, and because I'm an idiot.
Let's not call yourself an idiot. Maybe not the best decision maker, but not an idiot.
Yeah. We'll go with bad with money.
Okay.
Bad with money.
Well, I'll call him financially unstable.
That's. True. That's right. Of all the various unstables that I am extraordinarily
fiscally unstable.
They're selling those now separately from the iMac Pro, so I don't have to sell a kidney anymore.
You stop it right now.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So that's the – you don't use the mouse, right? You're a touchpad guy? So you're looking for the keyboard and the touchpad?
Yeah, I got to figure out how to make both of my – keyboard and my touchpad stop working all of a sudden. So I can be like, warranties, please. Here's more money. Give me the black stuff. Woo!
Put it in the freezer.
Well, the trackpad won't be that hard because that dies like every 20 minutes. The keyboard.
Okay.
That'll be. Then again, I don't think they're going to actually ask. So. Whatever.
Do it. How much are those by themselves if you were to buy them outright?
$199 for the keyboard, I think. And like $99 for the, it's $20 more than whatever it would regularly be. So it's a lot of money, but it's okay. I'll tell you exactly how much they are. I have a computer in front of me. I don't know if you knew that. Sorry. Spoilers. Or computers in front
of me. His computer's called Compy 5000.
That's very true.
Remember Homestar Runner?
All right, here we go.
That's Compy 5000. Strongbad used to answer his emails on it.
It's a $149 for the keyboard.
And $99
with a $149
with a what?
For the keyboard and $149 for the trackpad. So it'll be $300.
So $300
for.
Is it a full size keyboard with the side number pad and everything? Okay.
Yeah. It's this. This beauty. And
it's literally the same exact thing, but in black. If you were to make the decision and only go with one, which one do you go with?
I'd rather have
all right.
A matching pair.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
If I was only going to get one, I would go get a magic mouse on top of everything and enjoy charging it like it's a turtle that's flipped itself on its back. It's so dumb.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nope.
Have you seen the Magic Mouse?
I have the Magic Mouse from five generations ago.
Okay, so the new one looks the same as the last one, but so like if you're all the new key things charge through lightning. So like on the trackpad at the top, you have yourself a nice little lightning port, and on the and on the keyboard, same thing. You got yourself a nice little lightning port. On the mouse, the lightning port is on the bottom by where the little sensor is, so you have to flip your mouse upside down to put the lightning
so stupid
pad in it. Lightning Port.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the 1-2 punch of that. And then they did the Apple Pencil where it comes out like a weird thin dick out of your iPad Pro to charge. Yeah.
What? Yeah. It's always just a little something stupid.
Yeah. Just one thing where you're just like, why, guys? Come on.
I should have known better. I should have read it. I didn't have time. It was an article about how much damage Siri has done to Apple. How it was, you know, supposed to be the next big thing. That was like their new horizon. And it's how many years later? And it simply just hampers their devices down. They said that for a lot of people are saying, now I don't have it, so I can't judge, that it essentially has ruined the HomePod. That the HomePod is a nice sounding paperweight because Siri is awful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah,
Siri is, it drives me nuts because they bought a company, their product did so much more than it does now back in 2008 or 2007, whatever it was. And no, it was like 2000, it was like 2000, wait, 2007 was the first iPhone. Second was 2000, so it was 2011, roughly, if I had to think about it, because that came out on the 4S,
okay,
I believe, because the S at that point was for Siri. And yeah, it was 2011. I remember that now. Yeah, it's so dumb. It's awful. And the biggest problem that they had was they decided to do it on a, like they do their OS updates every year. You know, that's when you're going to add new things to Siri when you don't have to. It's all on their servers. They could update it anytime they want to, but they choose not to. It's the dumbest shit in the universe. It makes me angry.
Yeah, they were saying they made it like bleak. They made it like this really was like Apple's albatross, which I mean, I don't know if Siri is or if it's that they don't revolutionize the iPhone, you know, because that's the other one that people talk about, that, you know, iPhone sales are in the tank because they don't, it's just not enough for people to go out and buy it every single year.
But at this point, what do you do to make?
You're right. I'm not passing judgment. I'm really what some of the opinions are. Everybody's going to have their opinions, yet the company's still making money hand over fist, you know? Yeah. They may not be hitting the projections, but they're certainly not hurting.
Yeah. But they are having a string of more obvious misses than they have in certain years. Like the touch bar on the MacBook Pro. Nah, that didn't really do anything or go anywhere.
Do you think it's not having Steve Jobs at the helm?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's a case because even though he was the laser focus of things, he saw what was a good idea when somebody else presented it to him. He didn't necessarily come up with the ideas himself.
Okay.
I think the problem is now that they are just trying to find a way to do things that are going to be new, like the touch bar, but it nobody's saying no to the dumb shit about it. Like, okay, I can type without looking, and now I have to look at the top to find a lit up LED button. Why? That's dumb. I think your next set of big changes are going to be if the report from Bloomberg today that Apple's going to start doing their own chips for the MacBooks and iMacs is going to be true. That's when you're going to see some real crazy shit happening.
Yeah, because I know.
So we got like 2 years. Like
recently, they've done a lot of work, you know, and I know that the iPhone X is a pretty big change, you know, a pretty big revolution. Mm-hmm. I have it. I like it. I will tell you, I prefer touch to face ID. I just hate having to hold the damn thing up to my face if I'm not looking and I want to like look down like in a meeting or something like that and unlock the phone. Touch ID was so much easier to just kind of pop the phone open. I think next year, next time around, I'm going to have to compare them. And if the Touch ID one is comparable to the Face ID, I'm going to have to go with the Touch ID. Because now that I'm looking at it, you know, is not much bigger than the screen on the six. No, you get a little, you do get a little bit extra, the six, I'm sorry, on the eight, not the plus, just on the regular eight. The screen is not significantly bigger because of that whole cutout at the top. You, when you're watching video, it's still kind of, yeah, it's almost like watching when you get the black bars on your TV on the aspect ratio. So you're still losing a little bit. And I just think that the Face ID pisses me off just enough to not want to get this again.
All right. I'm completely the opposite. I hate using
Touch ID. Yes, I know. I know. And you love Face ID.
So good. Makes you so happy.
I know. I know you do.
I want a Face ID iPad so badly. Oh,
I tell you this. I would take a Face ID iPad in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Face ID to me on an iPad is so much more useful. Like, I would love Face ID on my MacBook.
Yep.
You know, because my desktop, I have a Lenovo PC desktop. Because of what my wife does, software that she uses is it's an AutoCAD. Oh, it's not an AutoCAD. It is AutoCAD. Right. And that is only good on PC. It's not, yeah, it's available on Mac, but apparently, and like everybody, it's universally panned for the Mac. So, you know, we have just a simple desktop that actually has, it's not Face ID, but the camera, you know, the Windows login recognizes your face through the camera and the FBI unlocks your computer for you. It's really,
yeah,
it's cool. I wish my MacBook had it. I'm sure the next generation of MacBooks will have that.
I tend to think that you're going to be, I think once we get Apple doing their own chips is when you're going to get Face ID in there.
Okay.
I think it's going to hold off until then. Because then you're going to have a whole bunch of shit that you can't do necessarily with Intel's hardware.
Okay.
Just based on how they integrate things together in like the iPhones and iPads, yeah, and whatnot. So, I mean, could it happen? Sure. They do still have the secure enclave on like the pros with the touch ID, but I feel like once you get to them doing their own chips that are going to have, you know, be stupid powerful and have really good battery life, then they're just going to throw everything.
So I'm waiting for that before I get a new laptop.
Yeah,
that's a definite.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that I'm hoping that happens before I have to get a new work laptop.
Well, I will also say this: we are using the initial foray into Face ID. And just like Touch ID was much better on my 7 Plus than it was on what was the first one that had it? The 5?
5S.
5S. And so it was, to me, it was much better, much simpler, recognized, you know, much more successful on the 7 than it was on the 5S. I'm sure Face ID will continue to get better as well. So I won't rule it out. I won't rule it out just yet, but as of right now, I like Touch ID better. But again, you are comparing something that's been out for, I don't know, what is that? 5S is what, 4 years ago?
Something like that,
5 years ago?
5S. Yeah, 5S.
So you're comparing something that they've been able to rework and, you know, test, you know, beta release five times as opposed to one. out in the public. So I guess it's not really a fair comparison yet. I wish they would do both.
Yeah, I kind of wanted them to do both, but I prefer the idea that they just found something and stuck with it. I like it when Apple does things like, you know, just skewing what they already set up to make things that are new and shiny. But that's also because I like to buy new and shiny things. Because I'm financially irresponsible.
Fiscally unsound. You know what? This might also be it. Yeah. I am a lefty. And double-clicking the power is not conducive to lefties.
No.
That may also be the other thing.
Yeah. I can see where that would be a problem. Because that would be, like, if it was on the other side for me, I know I would hate it. So, yeah.
So that's the other part. It would be nice if they came out with left-handed, or at least the ability to set what the buttons on the sides do.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be handy and convenient.
Like, if I could do the double tap on my volume up or volume down button and the shutter on my power button, ooh-wee, I would be head over heels.
It's like being able to rotate your watch around.
Yeah, I love,
depending on
I
your...
love that.
Yeah. It's good times. How about you, Dave? What do you feel about Apple things in general?
Oh, Dave, you're still here?
I am still here. I was just letting you guys go. Let's be honest, all right? People buy tickets to this for you guys. They don't buy tickets for my opinion.
Dave, are you selling tickets illegally again? This is offered free on the internet, Dave. Come on.
Back people to, buy back it. To scalping.
Yeah.
How else is he going to afford a new phone with Face ID?
It's better than selling his body.
Well, I wouldn't make any money that way.
Yeah, no, people just pay him.
I meant to science, not sexually.
Oh. That's a good point.
Gotcha.
Well, you got anything else there, Jeff? Hefe?
I don't.
Chief?
I don't. I spoke a lot more than I thought I would. I had nothing to say going into this.
Well, that's the beauty of this. We generally have nothing to say. By the way, did you know this is technically our 100th episode?
What?
Yeah.
This is our 100th episode? We're still...
Yeah. Yeah, we're still doing this after 100 times.
Wow.
It's weird.
100th episode. That is unbelievable. Well, happy 100th episode, fellas.
Seriously. Happy 100th.
I'll drop off your anniversary present later.
Can't wait. Jeff.
Spoiler alert, it's a Wellington, Florida.
I knew it. A beef Wellington, Florida. Yeah.